Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I'm excited today. We've got one of my longtime sponsors and friends, and this lady's making such a difference in our community. And we're going to talk to her a little bit more about her company, her vision, and really what she does. But of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is Every Day is a New Start. And it's really about how you start your day in a positive way. And what are you doing when you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing you do? Are you looking at your emails? Are you just taking the moment in and saying that you are so grateful for the start of this day? And really, like, make sure that you are running your life the way you want it. You are the ahead of your life and your world. And so whatever you do, make sure you're not getting hijacked or somebody else has got a remote on your life. So with that, I do want to remind you that you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those different places. Also, I definitely want to remind you of our mixer that is coming up, and that is March 12th, and that's 5 to 8 at the Manhattan of Camarillo, another one of our longtime sponsors. And we would love to see you there. We'd love to share you and share your business. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you to download our podcast, and so you can take all of our shows wherever you go and listen to all of our amazing guests. So with no further ado, I want to bring on Kim O'Brien. And of course, she is the CEO and founder of Survival with Kim. And she works with all ages, very young ages. And again, I'm really excited. Kim O'Brien, welcome. And thank you so much for being with our longtime sponsors. And thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kim. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. So what's going on in the swimming world? I know you are so busy. And you're looking for new people to help you, right? Because you've expanded so much. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It is definitely, when I started this, I thought it would just be something to keep me busy for a little bit. And now I'm busier than one person can handle. So I'm looking for some swim instructors co to come join me.
And what a blessing, right? I mean, that is a blessing. That means you're
Awesome.
doing an incredible job. Let me ask you, for our listeners that might be new and just tuning in, if you can kind of just share a little bit about your journey, your story, and how you got started.
Sure. So I had no intention of teaching swim ever. I love the water. I've grown up around the water. My kids grew up around the water. But I was in healthcare. I had a whole different life. And unfortunately, one day that life just came crashing down, and my 2-year-old daughter fell in a pool and she drowned. And it was the most devastating thing you could ever imagine.
So sorry for that. And we've
At
been talking
the
for a lot of years and it still
time,
feels the same.
it's still,
I know. Oh gosh,
you know, grief is a journey that it will be with you forever. It's a roller coaster. Some days you get through it easy, and some days not as easy.
I'm sorry that we brought it up again then.
No, I love talking about my daughter. She, was an amazing child. She is the love of my life, along with my other children. And I think her journey has changed the trajectory of my life and the journey that I'm now on to help prevent this tragedy from happening in other families. And how you said in your beginning intro, every day you start anew, and you do. You have to just keep going no matter how hard it is and what things happen in your life. You just have to start anew every day and just keep putting one foot in front of the other and move forward. And little by little, it gets easier and easier, but it doesn't mean that it's not always with you.
She's always in your heart. And you know that I lost a baby too. And always in your heart. And life goes on, and we're so blessed to have other children, but it doesn't take that ever away. So I totally understand that. And so you first started really, were you always into swimming?
I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so I have been around water my whole life, boats, on the lakes and the ocean. Always loved it. Always, we had a swimming pool. We're always in the water. So it was just part of life. My kids grew up around the water. They, were all swimming, young, all in the water young. One of the things that, the physicians and the marketing gurus out there always pushed was floaties. Use floaties when they're little, and so you think that those things are safe and are going to help keep your kids safe, but they do the opposite. And until something happens, you don't realize the danger that they put your kids in.
And so let me ask you, first of all, it gives them, tell us why we shouldn't use floaties.
So it gives both kids and parents a false sense of security. Kids think, oh, I can swim. They don't realize the floaty is what's keeping them safe. And parents think, oh, it's keeping my kids safe. And so I can, do something else for a minute, or I can look away and not keep my eye on them the whole time. And they feel a false sense of security because of that. And the number of accidents that happen because kids slip out of their floaties is huge. Or you are done with swim time, the kids get out of the pool, you take the floaty off, and then a kid turns around and jumps back in because they're not ready to get out, and they think they can do it because they could do it before when they had the floaty on, so why not now? And so accidents happen every day because of that.
And I mean, they just don't know that, right?
Yeah, they don't
Oh.
understand that it's the floaty keeping them upright, that it's the floaty keeping them safe. And what happens is they are in an up and down position. And so their body, the muscle memory in their body remembers that. And then that's what they do when they take the floaty off. They go in an up and down position, and that's the drowning position. And kids can't maintain it. Their muscles just aren't strong enough. So that's what happens is they sink.
Oh gosh. When you meet with clients and parents that are wanting to work with you, to walk us through what that means.
So survival swim lessons are not like your traditional swim lesson. We're not a splash and play. We do have fun. We do have toys. We do have fun and play, but we work hard. So from day one, kids are learning how to hold their breath in the water, how to put their face in the water, how to propel in a horizontal position so they're not up and down. And then the key is that they learn how to roll their body over and float on their back to get air, to get rest when they're tired. And how to maintain that back float anytime they need it. And so our lessons focus on that from day one. For most kids under four, they can finish the program in 6 weeks. So 6 straight weeks of lessons, so, 4 days a week, so 24 total lessons. By the end of that 6 weeks, they are swimming and floating around the pool independently. At 2 years
Unbelievable.
old, at 3 years old, you know, they can do that. Kids 4 and up usually don't take as long as the 6 weeks. They can do usually finish in 4 weeks. It's fast because our program is repetitious, and so every day they're coming and practicing instead of waiting a week in between lessons where they have to start over again. Would they come every day here, and we build every day on their skills so they learn faster and it sticks with them stronger because they're building that muscle memory every day.
I love it. I love that. And now talk to us, like, what's the youngest kid that you baby that you've ever had?
6 months is where we start babies. They, as long as they're rolling over on the floor, you know, then they can learn how to roll over in the water. So, yeah, it's amazing to watch an infant learn how to roll over and float by themselves.
Yeah, and Kim, let me ask you a question. 6 months, okay. So if you start a baby at 6 months, do they retain it?
They retain it. So, like everything in life, you have to practice your skills, otherwise they aren't as strong, right? So their body remembers the skill, but if they haven't practiced or been in the water for several months, then they're going to need a few days to refresh and get strong again. You know, they might need a week or two of regular lessons to get that skill strong, but it's still in there. It just may be a little weaker, and so we need to practice. Once a kid learns our program, it's like not a one and done thing. Swimming isn't one and done, right? You have to continue to build it as they grow, build as their body lengthens and, you know, gets bigger, as they learn how to do more things outside of the pool, they learn how to do more things inside the pool. So it's really important to keep them practicing those skills on a regular basis, just so they use them and get stronger and they stay sharp all the time.
Wow, that's so good. It's so funny that you would think that they would learn and they keep it in there at that young age, you know.
It's
Now
like
if you
when they
start,
learn to walk. When
right.
they learn to walk, you know, they're doing it over and over and over again, and they keep using it, so it builds, and then they figure out how to run, right? It's the same thing with swimming. They use it every day. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they learn how to start using their arms and build on it.
Wow, that's great. Let me ask you, so if you have a 2-year-old, what's the likely of them learning that so quickly?
Oh, 2 year-olds are the best.
Oh, okay.
So 2 year the 2 to 3 year-olds are the biggest danger of water, of drowning. Kids under four, all kids under four have a high risk, but in that age group, 2 to 3 year-olds are the highest level because they have no fear. They don't understand that the water is deep or that they can't just walk right into it, right? And so I think that is a great age to get your kids swimming. And 2 to 3 year olds can learn how to swim, how to float on their back, and how to roll to swim again. So it's our swim, float, swim sequence, and they learn how to do that. And it's amazing. In 6 weeks.
Done.
Done. Yeah. In
Wow.
6 weeks, they learn it. And then as long as they practice, they stay strong and keep doing it.
And when you say practice, tell me what does that mean, practice? How often?
Maybe once a week, or maybe, a couple times a month, go to the pool and practice with them. My families, when the kids have learned their skills at the end of lessons, I get families in with them to practice so that I can show them how to swim with their little one and what to do to keep the skills up. Because if they don't practice, their skills will not stay as sharp, right? They're
Right.
gonna, just like with anything. So it's important for them to use those skills to keep it up.
I love it. Again, for anybody that is just tuning in with us or tuning in here, please, I definitely want you to reach out to Kim. And of course, it's Kim O'Brien. And of course, it is Survival Swim with Kim. Where are you located? And do you, I know you have a new pool, right? And so, is it done?
It is done, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Congratulations.
Exciting.
And so, do people only come to you? Do you ever go to them? Talk to us about that.
So I have two locations, one in Camarillo and one in Ventura, and people come to me because our lessons are every day and they're short and repetitious. It's much easier for me to be in one location. I wouldn't be able to teach as many kids if I drove around. So people come to me, it's awesome.
There you go. And okay, and so how long is a lesson?
A lesson is between 10 and 15 minutes, depending
Okay.
on how old the child is. Babies and toddlers, all kids have a short attention span. So if you put them in the water for 30 minutes, they shut down halfway
Right.
and not doing anything
Kind
that
of like the
helps
radio.
them.
I
Yeah, exactly. You
love it.
listen to
Yeah.
it for a few minutes and then you're done.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. And what are the different classes that you have that our listeners should know about?
So I have for infants, I have a class for toddlers, and then school age kids, 4 and up, preschoolers and school age kids, I teach as well. I also teach kids with disabilities. So depending on the disability, I don't necessarily have wheelchair lifts and everything like that, but I do teach a number of kids with autism and some other light disabilities that they can move around in the water a little bit. I have had some that just get in for mobility with their parent and just more for some movement and therapy.
Oh, that's so good. Wow, you've really expanded. Let me ask you, first of all, can you share your website and, of course, your phone number and how people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can find me at survivalswimwithkim.com, and my phone number is 805-620-7177.
Okay. And is there certain days that you work, or what are your times and how does that work?
So our lessons are Monday through Thursday, and I teach pretty much all day long. I'm
You're in the
morning
water all day
in
long.
the water. All day long. So in mornings, afternoons, and evenings.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Life is in the water. Okay, I get it. Let me ask you, I know that we mentioned in the very beginning that you're looking for people that you want to hire. What does that look like?
So it has to be a special person that understands how my program works, that kids do cry. I do have kids scream and cry, so you have to be patient and understanding and be able to play and joke around with kids, but also help them learn and grow, because ultimately that's what we're here for, is to help them learn these skills so that they can be safer around water. So
So do
just a
you,
special person that can handle that.
right, and do you train them on what you want them to do for your company?
Yes, I will train them for what they need for the survival part. If it's someone that already understands strokes and how to do that, I'm looking for a stroke instructor as well.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, and where do they get in touch with you to find out more information?
They can call or text at 805-620-7177, or you can email me survivalswimwithkim@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And give out your website one more time for our listeners.
Survivalswimwithkim.com.
There you go. All right, Kim, always a pleasure. And congratulations on growing and continuing and blossoming to where you are today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Kim.
Yeah. And what's your social? How do they find you? Because you have those great videos
I
also.
have lots of videos on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You can find me at Survival Swim with Kim.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Kim. I look forward to another chat. I love it. Thanks.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. It's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks, or order online today. Mangia!
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, is it Ansley?
It is, yes.
Okay, good. We got Alex Ansley, Division Chief, Recall Management, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And we're going to talk a little bit about vehicle safety recalls week. And of course, that's happening March 2nd through March 8th. And again, what does that actually mean?
Well, a great question, Kim. So Vehicle Safety Recalls Week happens in early March. It happens because, you know, we're getting spring underway, and spring's a really busy time for everybody. We know spring break travel is about to happen. We know that we're on the cusp of summer any day now. And we know that a lot is happening with us and our family and our cars. So we want to be sure that our vehicles are safe. And so we at NHTSA, and you said it much better than I usually can, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Here at NHTSA, we want people to make sure we want people to make sure that they check on their vehicle at least once a year to make sure it doesn't have any open safety recalls. So that's really the reason why in March, you know, you're busy, you're setting back your clocks, you're doing a lot in the month of March, but also just real quick, check on your vehicle just to be sure it's safe.
Yeah, I think that's great. Add it to our responsible list. I call that a responsible list, okay? But how can we find out, like, you know, if we have, like, you know, a couple cars, my husband, mine, our kids, you know, how do we go about finding out if our car actually has an open recall?
Great question, Kim. It's so easy these days. So you can go on NHTSA's website. It's nhtsa.gov. Or we also have an app, the Safer Car app. But either way, all you have to do is go into your garage, open up the website or the app on your phone, and then you can use your license plate or VIN number to check if your vehicle has any open safety recalls. And really, the license plate method is the easiest. You just stand there beside your license plate, type it in, and it'll really quickly tell you if your car is impacted by a safety recall.
Oh, wow. You guys made it really easy. That is so good. Okay, and so let me ask you this. My phone's all crazy right now. Are there any for airbags? Did we ever get those kind of recalls? That would probably be a really important one, right?
Yeah, you're probably talking about the Takata airbag recall, which is truly the largest safety recall in history. And yes, there are some more unrepaired Takata airbags out there on the roads. So it's so important that you check your vehicle for open safety recalls. And while all recalls are very, very important, airbag-related safety recalls are super, super urgent, and they should be taken care of immediately by your dealership.
Okay. And of course, I'm sure listeners
are going, great,
now I find we do have recalls and I don't have a lot of money, or is this going to be an extra, you know, cost? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the cost with safety recalls is zero. There is no cost to get your safety recall repaired at the dealership. And so all you have to do is call up your dealership, your local dealership, and if you don't know who your dealership is, just call the vehicle manufacturer. Just say, hey, I'm looking to get this recall repaired. Where do I go? And they will get you in touch with the proper dealer to get you set up. And once your vehicle is at the dealership, they'll tell you how long it should take for a repair. And that repair costs absolutely nothing. It's free to make sure that your vehicle is safe for the road and you and your family.
Wow, that's really good to know. Okay, and so I guess, should you be logging these kind of things? Like, you know, if you were going to resell it or, you know, change owners or something, should they be logging them so that when you buy it, you're like, okay, we've already done all our recalls. Is that suggested or no?
That's a super interesting question. I would recommend always maintaining your vehicle's maintenance records with your vehicle. So with your oil change records, maybe recall repairs or other repairs that you've had, to always maintain those and maybe pass those on to the next owner. But the same thing with vehicle owners, we would request that anybody buying a new or used motor vehicle, especially a used car, buying a used vehicle in the marketplace, to go ahead and just check real quick on NHTSA's website using the VIN or the license plate if that new car that you're about to purchase has any open safety recalls, so that you know about that ahead of time.
Got it, okay. And is there anything else that my listeners need to know about keeping their cars safe? You know, I mean, so many people just get in their car and don't really, you know, think about it. They just go from point A to point B, but there's a lot that goes into our cars, correct?
There's a lot that goes into our cars. I mean, they're essentially computers on wheels these days, right? But just know that the safety recalls are pretty common. So we had over 31 million products impacted by a safety recall last year. And that includes vehicles and child seats and tires and all sorts of automotive equipment. So safety recalls are pretty common. They impact a lot of people. They impacted me here in the last couple of weeks. I had to take my vehicle to the dealership for a safety recall. So it happens quite a bit, but they're so important. And they exist because we know, the manufacturers know, there's a safety risk with that issue. So it's really important, really urgent that you get those safety risks taken care of. And that's what the whole process is about. So please prioritize those as best you can and get those repairs completed for free at the dealership quickly.
So let me ask you this last question, and I appreciate you coming on. A long time ago, you used to get a letter saying that you had a recall, but if maybe you changed hands and it's not your car, and now you bought another car or vice versa, that kind of gets lost in the transition, right? And so it's really kind of back on our responsibility to look it up.
Yeah, it's always our responsibility as vehicle owners to know the ins and outs of our particular vehicle, right? So our maintenance records, our recall records, to make sure that we are keeping our vehicle safe. But when a vehicle is sold, any sort of future recall, that notice, that letter in the mail would be sent based on registration records. And so those do get updated, but they take a little bit of time. There's some lag time with updating registration records. So that's why we always say it's so important to go do that check for yourself.
Okay, and we should just do it spring forward, or is it spring whatever at this time, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Spring forward.
Opportunity to kind of, okay, spring forward. Good, thank you. To check our cars. So again, can you give us the information one more time? And I so appreciate you sharing it here on my show.
Absolutely, it's www.nhtsa.gov.
Thank you, Alex. Have a really great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kim. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, my next guest, we were talking just a couple minutes. We all need peace in our life. And of course, his book, Outrageous Peace, A Practical Plan to Real Peace. And we've got, I want to say Warren Beatty Carmichael joining us, and he's going to share a little bit about his book. And of course, I see his website, or outrageouspeace.com. And let's welcome Beatty. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Kim. I'm very excited about being here.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm in Birmingham, okay. Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. How's the weather out there?
It's getting warmer. And we just had big rain, but now it's looking pretty and everything's sprouting. So it's beautiful.
There you go. I love it. So talk to us a little bit about yourself. And of course, your book, is this your first book or do you have?
No, it's actually like maybe a third or fourth book.
Okay.
Real interesting. So I come from a line of seven generations of medical doctors focused on helping people get rid of issues. I went into business, but into marketing, which is where you do a lot of testing and measuring, just like a scientist does. And over the years, I started to recognize that a lot of people just aren't getting a lot of healing, if you call it that, from the medical community. My father-in-law was a 50-year internal medicine doc. He died 20 years ago, so he's back in the old age. And he always told me that health is based on three principles: mental, physical, and spiritual. Not a religious, but just a spiritual aspect of us. And as I started to see people just constantly struggle with anxieties or chronic pain or depression, I knew there had to be a solution. So about 10 years ago, I just started to, on my own, started to test different things, see what worked. And over the years, formulated a process that is helping a lot of people get rid of those things fairly quickly. When the medical science community says it's impossible because I'm just doing what my father-in-law did, I say, well, if it's not mental and physical and that's not solving it, let's look and see if there's something in that third leg that might help people regain peace. So that's a real quick story about me.
I love that. And did you ever have any where you couldn't have peace in your life, or is this somewhere, because we always kind of learn about ourselves first and
yes,
share with others.
No, it was just something that I just felt this burden in my heart. Looking back over history, I think that, you know, you'll see family lines that are all military generals, let's say, or all musicians. Mine was in healing. I think it was just something inbred in my DNA, and it just started to sprout late in life.
There you go. I've got construction and hair. I was a hair therapist before, so both my daughters, my mom, my sister, cut my niece, like we've all got that art, you know? And
yes,
of course, my boys are all into the construction. Not one of them isn't, but the others are, yeah. So, I love that. So talk to us about your book. What are we going to find in your book? And I love the three legs. Can you repeat the three legs one more time?
Yes. So here's an easy way to understand how our lives are put together. If you think about a three-legged stool, okay, you have three legs, a mental, physical, and spiritual. Spiritual is not religious. It's neither mental or physical. Mm-hmm. If you want to think about your conscience, we recognize we have a conscience. It's kind of put here by our creator, and it lets us know if we do something right or wrong, and we never have to be told it's right or wrong. It just knows it internally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
So what I started to do is I started to realize that most of the healthcare community is only focused on mental or physical, and a lot of it's just simply pharmaceutical. And the third leg is being missed. Well, my father-in-law was one of the top internal medicine docs in the nation. He just had tremendous success because he would analyze all three components and then provide a solution. So I just kind of picked that concept up, and I started to realize something real interesting, Kim. is, have you ever had something happen where someone upset you and you just kind of got irritated and you didn't really let it go, and it just kind of
Rose and
grows on you, just this underlying stress, right? That's the third leg. So here's a picture to kind of understand. This is what outrageous peace is all about, is understanding not only the framework, but most importantly, how to release the framework to restore peace back into your life. So when that third leg is out of alignment, so let's say someone does something to you, you're irritable, and you just don't let it go. Then what happens is it starts to put stress on the other two legs. So if you think about a three-legged stool, if one leg is weak, the other two legs pick up the stress. And so now I see things that start to happen in our lives in either the mental or the physical areas that have nothing to do with mental or physical causes. It's actually that third leg. Let me give you an example. This is really cool. A friend, an acquaintance actually, came up to me a couple months ago, and he was saying, I'm just being eat up with anxiety. I went to the doctor 6 months ago, and he said, hey, you're going to have it the rest of your life. Let's get you on meds. That's usually how they do it. And I said, well, anxiety is just usually just out of alignment internally with something within your conscience. And so I led him through what I've been able to create called the Outrageous Peace Process. And it's a way of simply making a safe spot for your conscience to actually locate what it's holding on to that it should release. And then I taught him how to release it whenever it came up. By the end of the day, something had surfaced. His conscience says, this is a source. And it was something that happened over a year earlier that he was terrified with. So, following this process, he simply released it. By the next morning, all of his anxiety was gone. What the doctor said was a permanent lifelong thing was simply out of alignment. When you get that third leg back in alignment, then the stress on the mental and physical starts to disappear.
I love that. I call that also like don't let yourself get hijacked, or if somebody that has, if they don't have your remote, they won't, they can't hear you. But you're absolutely right. I mean, that there are days, especially like a husband, wife, or a kid, you're having a great day and they call you and it just doesn't go right. And you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted to say, And you just, it kind of like just flows into your day. And I love that you have a way to get out of that. Let me ask you a question. How anxiety and pain reflect internal misalignment. Okay, I know you kind of mentioned that a little bit. But talk to us about that.
Anxiety. So anytime you have anything emotional, anxiety, panic attacks, anger, constant irritation, like there's a neighbor in my neighborhood that has this bumper sticker, I exercise to get rid of the ex I run to get rid of the crazies, is what it says. And what she's trying to do, she's trying to put outside discipline to control something that's an internal misalignment, and it'll never solve itself. There's always something that has happened internally that she's holding on to. So it manifests in a lot of different ways. As it relates to pain, the same thing happens. I remember a few years back, I was working with a lady named Susan, and she'd been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis for 15 or 20 years. And the doctors just had her on meds, and they diagnosed her and all this stuff. And I said, well, it's probably something out of alignment, right? Because anytime the doctors don't really understand how to fix it,
They
then
put you on
usually it's because
medication.
it's somewhere that they don't understand.
That's right.
So
That's why
I
they call
go,
it practicing.
yeah, that's why they call it practicing, exactly, experimenting. Her name is Susan, and I led her through the same process, Kim. I guided her into how to talk to, this is going to sound funny, but your conscience is almost like an inner person in your life. And what happens in life is when we do something and we feel guilty because the conscience said that was wrong, a lot of times we just push back on our conscience that I don't care if it's wrong, I'm going to do it anyway. So that's how it works. And so then the conscience gets timid to bring things up. So the most important part of the outrageous peace process is being able to kind of reprogram your conscience by not program, that's the wrong word, but give your conscience a safe space to go find what you had shut it down on many years back and to surface it so you can release it. It's basically saying, okay, conscience, I'm now ready to deal with what I should be dealing with.
Yeah, so, you shelved it and now you bring in it.
Yeah, so now you got to let the conscience go find it. So that's what I did with Susan. And her conscience surfaced something that happened 20 years earlier.
Wow.
So then I guided Susan how to simply release that. It's all part of this outrageous peace process. And by the next morning, her arthritis pain was gone. But watch this. She then caught up with me 4 weeks later, said I've not had no pain ever since. And my normal checkup was last week with a doctor, and he retested me, and my body has no arthritis in it. It literally completely removed it from her body because it wasn't a physical manifestation. It was a physical manifestation, but the root cause was that third leg out of alignment. When you get that alignment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. So, you know, she said that she had gone to the doctor and he retested her and all the arthritis was gone. And so this starts to show us, Kim, that a lot of the things that we're dealing with that we thought were merely physical, it's a physical manifestation of something that's actually happening in that third leg, which is a spiritual component of who we are, the conscience. And this is what I'm finding. And here's what's really cool. I teach at an addiction recovery center, and these women have dealt with trauma, with all kinds of life issues, addictions, and going through a similar process, but just a little bit deeper. I'm seeing them get rid of their addictions, get rid of bipolar disorder, get rid of chronic pain, because, and I'm not saying all of this is tied to a misalignment, but when it is a misalignment, it can be restored. And that's really what Outrageous Peace is about, guiding people into understanding the process. But most importantly, Chapter 8 is a process I've figured out on how to kind of speak to your inner self to give it the freedom to surface this, and then how to release it so you can get free.
Betty, I love this. First of all, I love this, of course, and I want to talk longer. And I know we talked before that this wasn't going to be as long as we wanted. I definitely want to have you back. We'll do that. Can you send me a book, and can we give a book away on air?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to open up my phone lines, 805-419-0008. If you want to get one of Beatty's books, Outrageous Peace, definitely call in right now, text me, and just put peace on there, and we'll know what you're talking about. Beatty, how do we find your book, and how do we find you?
Best way to find me and the book is outrageouspeace.com, and it has everything right there, and that's the best place to go, outrageouspeace.com.
I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for being here. Please share our show with everybody and download our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
And for our listeners that are just tuning in with us, one, we have Dr. Sayor Riviera Garcia, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the USDA spring break travel notice. And it's pretty interesting. We're going to find out a little bit about so many people are traveling with the spring break between Puerto Rico, the mainland, USA, and Caribbean destinations. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is reminding travelers that protecting agriculture starts with smart travel choices. And, of course, Dr. Riviera Garcia is here to share with us. So what travelers should know before returning to the U.S.? And can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you for having me. So we are trying to raise awareness and educate on African swine fever, which is basically a virus that is very contagious in pigs and that is deadly to pigs. This virus does not affect humans, so it's not a danger to human health or public health, but because it can have devastating effects on the pig population in the United States, which could potentially then severely affect the supply of pork, for example, and then affect pork prices and the economy, we are trying to raise awareness about it. Us, when we travel to places that might have this disease, we can do certain things and take certain precautions when we go back so that we are not inadvertently carrying the virus with us that could have these devastating effects.
And so you, some of the things that you're talking about is like swimming with the pigs, right?
Yes, correctly. We know that that is one of the main attractions in the Caribbean. So if you go to a place where there are pigs or you have an interaction with pigs, that clothing, the shoes that you use, the equipment that you might be carrying that day, if the place or the pigs are infected, which again is not going to affect you or your health, but you could be carrying that virus in the shoes and the clothing that you wore for it if you don't take the proper precautions coming back. Also, if you buy pork at that destination and then try to bring it back to the United States, you could be bringing the virus with you. So we want to stress out that we should not be carrying pork in our suitcases over the mail. We should not be sending pork over to the United States.
Got it. And also, pork is actually prohibited, right? And some of the food items, like, I mean, I guess you would have to have it packed good, but who is there a lot of people that actually do that?
So in a period of 2 months in Puerto Rico, for example, last year we had about 3,000 kilograms of pork that were seized at the airport. Part of this is because culturally in Puerto Rico, we eat a lot of pork. A lot of pork is eaten and people might want to take it back to the United States. At this time, that is prohibited. It is prohibited from international destinations, and it's also prohibited from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands when you are traveling back to the U.S. mainland.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, great. Good to know. And where can our listeners find out more about all of this? And, of course, I'm so glad that you shared that here on my show.
Thank you. To find more information, they can go to www.afis.usda.gov/stopASF. And there they'll be able to find, you know, a list of the prohibited products, what to expect at the airport when you're going through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection station, and general information about African swine fever and the precautions to take.
And let me ask you a question. How long has this African swine fever been around? Is this like something that's new or something that is, you know, been around for years and we're just making them aware of it again?
So it's been around globally for many years, but since January of 2022, we've had over 70 countries announce a detection of African swine fever in either their domestic pig population or their wild pig population. And we do know that there are certain places in the Caribbean that have had those detections. So even though it's a disease that has been around for a really long time in certain places, it has been getting closer and closer to the United States.
Okay, good to know. Well, again, you've heard it here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, Dr. Sarai Riviera Garcia. Did I say that right? I hope so.
Yes, you did say it right. Thank you.
Oh, good. You're welcome. And, again, can you just let our listeners know where we can go for more information one more time?
Yes, you can go to the USDA webpage, which is www.afis.usda.gov www.kimpagano.com/stopASF.
All right. Sounds good. Well, again, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. And thank you for keeping us safe here.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I just want to say it was a pleasure to talk with all of you. It was amazing to meet so many of you at my business mixer. I want to let you know that our next one is April 23rd, and I'd love you to be there if you're interested in sharing your business. You can text us at 805-419-0008, and I will send you a link and have you sign up. And of course, that one is going to be in Newberry Park. Also, I just want to say have a great rest of your weekend. I end all of our shows with something uplifting, and today's is just be thankful. Be thankful for everything that you have in your life. There's so many other things in this world going on right now, and I know that we have so much to be grateful for. All right, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!